This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So we said that the equation of shaitan is to create an insecurity and then give you a haram solution to it. So then, what about Adam alayhi salam? What happened to Adam alayhi salam? What would drive Adam and Eve to eat from the tree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them not to eat from? And this is really, really significant because Iblis creates an insecurity in Adam alayhi salam. And what is that insecurity? That, you know, مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِي الشَّجَرَةِ. Your Lord did not prohibit either one of you from this tree, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, knows that if you eat from that tree, you will either become angels, or you will become from al-Khalideen. You'll live forever in paradise. Okay? So he creates this insecurity that you know you're going to leave Jannah. You know that you're going to be expelled. You know that if you don't eat from this tree, if you don't do something about this, then you know you're going to eventually end up out of Jannah and so on and so forth. Which subhanAllah ends up happening exactly as a result of what they would do. So Iblis creates an insecurity. Adam alayhi salam and Hawa start to worry about themselves. You know, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stop us from that tree? And so what does Iblis do? So this is one thing. This is the first part of the equation. Create the insecurity. What's the second thing? The haram solution. The solution is not make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you eternity in paradise, or ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you like the angels, or so on and so forth, or give you give you khuld, give you eternity, give you mulkun la yabla, give you, you know, dominion or possessions that would never spoil. He doesn't say go worship Allah more, go make dua more, but he suggests disobedience, right? And he makes that the only option for Adam alayhi salam and Hawa. Now, what does he do? وَقَاسَمَهُمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he swore to them. Obviously, shaitan has nothing to lose. He doesn't care if he breaks an oath. He took an oath. قَاسَمَهُمَا. إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. Look, I'm just trying to give you good advice here. I'm just giving you sincere advice. Right? SubhanAllah, those are the words of every shaitan in your life. Look, I'm just looking out for you here. I'm just trying to make things easier for you. I'm just trying to make things better for you. I have nothing to gain from this. I'm just telling you. You know my situation, my position. But, you know, for you, I'm just letting you know. I'm just giving you advice and so on and so forth. And Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, they fell for it. Now there's a very powerful conversation that takes place between Sheath, the prophet Sheath alayhi salam, who is the son of Adam alayhi salam. He asks his father, he says, Ya abati, atasma'u lishaytan wa ta'asir rahman? Would you really listen to, why did you listen to shaitan and disobey the most merciful? It doesn't make sense. Why would you listen to the shaitan when he said, إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ, that I'm a sincere advisor to you? You know who Allah is. You know Ar-Rahman. Would you listen to shaitan and disobey the most merciful? Listen to what Adam alayhi salam says. He says, وَاللَّهِ يَا بُنَيَّ, I swear by Allah, O my son, مَا ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّ أَحَدًا يُقْسِمُ بِاللَّهِ كَاذِبًا. I didn't think that anyone would swear by Allah and be a liar. It's the husn of dhan that Adam has. Remember we said, shaitan has su'a dhan. He assumes evil of people. Right? Adam alayhi salam assumed good of shaitan. That when he said, I swear by Allah, he said, I didn't think that anyone could possibly swear by Allah and be telling a lie at the same time. So there were numerous factors that play into Adam alayhi salam and Hawa eating from that tree. The insecurity was created, the solution was presented, and the one presenting the solution presented himself as a sincere advisor. Right? Because when someone's marketing to you, what else do they have to do? They have to look legit, right? They have to present themselves in a manner, in which they portray themselves as earnest and sincere. And look, this is for your good. This is not me trying to make money off of you, right? This isn't me trying to get rich off of you. This is because you need the product, not that I need you to buy the product. So shaitan presents himself as an earnest advisor, as a sincere advisor, and Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, they fell for that. However, one thing that distinguishes the two, which is very important, Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah, he says that Adam alayhi salam sinned out of desire, out of simple desire. It was shahwa. It was desire. Shaitan, on the other hand, sinned out of pride. So Adam found it easier to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if a person sins out of desire, it's a lot easier to turn back to Allah. But if a person sins out of pride, they're more likely to be like shaitan and to abstain from tawbah, abstain from repentance, and maintain their reckless course. So Allah understands, Allah has created us in that way, that we will at times fall to our desires. But the point is that we draw back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately when that happens, and we don't let that continue, and we don't persist in that state of disobedience, and we don't allow that insecurity to remain. Instead, we find security in knowing that Allah is forgiving, and we ask Allah for His forgiveness.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.